Welcome back to another episode of On Life and Being Human. I'm your host, Catherine Colleen, and this is the podcast where we help you create a better life through complete connection. In past episodes, we've gone through all of the different stages. If the stages don't make any sense to you, go to the website and look up stages. Get the book, Purna Asati, or the quick reference guide, and that'll walk you through the stages and how to move yourself through the stages. And now we're going to start talking about details, all the little nuances, and lots of awesome audience questions that have come in. If you have questions, you can send them in. Use the link in the podcast notes below. That will take you over to the community page at CatherineColleen.com, where you can fill out a quick little form and send in your question. I absolutely love getting questions. They come directly to me. You will hear directly back from me. And if you like, I will keep you anonymous. That's a pretty popular choice when I discuss it in the articles and podcasts. If you have a question, it's incredibly likely that lots and lots of other people have the same question. So don't be shy. Today we're going to be talking about how you are never powerless, what that means, what you can do even when you can't do anything, and exactly how to make that all work. Before we get started, a quick shout out to new listeners in Atlanta, Georgia, down in the south where my family's from. Welcome. Thank you for this connection. It's so nice to have you aboard. So this is something I was thinking about the other day. Are we ever powerless? And the context that I was thinking about it in was my youngest son. And he's still, at the time of this recording, living at home, finishing high school, and I'm a mom, so I worry. Sometimes I worry about him. I worry that he'll get hurt emotionally or physically. I worry about things that moms worry about as their kids become grown. He's 17 now at this moment, as I record this, and he's wildly independent. He's worked since he was 15, often two jobs at once while maintaining his schooling. He rides on ambulances, helping people in their most challenging moments, and he can certainly handle himself and whatever comes his way. But maybe I worry because youth and inexperience will always lose out to old age treachery. And I know too well how naivety leads to pain. So I worry about these kinds of things for him now. And if you're a parent, that's pretty typical. And I sat there feeling helpless, completely powerless. But knowing that his path is his own and it's not mine to tamper with. His path is not my path to tamper with. The lessons that are laid out for him, joyous lessons and painful lessons alike, they're critical to his growth and they're critical to his mission. And it's not for me to get in the way of that. So here I was sitting here feeling powerless, which is a terrible feeling, especially as a parent, thinking not only is there nothing I can do, there is nothing I should do. And he'll be fine. He'll be fine. He'll be fine. I just kept telling myself. And then it hit me. Although it's not my place to helicopter over his life or to try to get between him and life or to try to stop life from hurting him, I'm not powerless. Even when I'm far away, even when he's on his own, I can send love. I can send compassion. I can let him know that there's someone here for him. Someone that will listen and won't judge. Someone that will give him encouragement. I can send energies that call on his guides to protect him and to guide him. I can ensure that he feels my love and my presence simply by sending it. And this is an energy work technique. But even if you aren't into energy work at this point in your life. You can still send love and compassion with as much as a phone call. You can let people know, sometimes with a text. Just knowing that you're not alone in this world, that there's somebody else there, somebody else out there that you can rely on, that you can just talk to, is something you can do. And because I have experienced stage 11 and I spend most of my time now between stages 10 and 11, I can consciously connect to his mind and let him know that he is loved and guided. And that's it. That's not me getting in the way of his life. And I can see the emails now. Mind control. No. Let's talk about telepathy. When you choose to connect to somebody else's consciousness, and if you're approaching this ability, this is good timing for you. This is an ability that we all have, that we can all develop. We can all do it. This is something that's built into our survival abilities, along with reading other people's truth through their energies and things like that. Anybody can do it. I can teach you to do it. But obviously, this is something that one does not want to abuse. You know, Laura Day has a fantastic set of books around these kinds of concepts, and she kind of waves it off at the beginning of the books as, you know what, you're going to use this for what you're going to use it for. I hope it's for good, but whatever. If you use these abilities for something other than good, if you use them for bad, you're going to get a bad repercussion. That's just kind of how it works, right? Because remember, any decision you make, every move you make, multiplies the emotional basis of that, right? So if the basis for what you're doing is greed or hate, you're going to get that back on you twice over, three times over. If the emotional basis for what you're doing is love and caring, you're going to get that back two or three times over. So that's your motivation to only use this kind of thing for good. So you have this ability. You have this ability just in the physical world, make a phone call, send a text message, connect with someone in the physical world. But you also have the ability to connect with someone through your energy. Send them messages of love and compassion. It's like texting, but you're using your energy. And what does this do? This speaks directly. This is the divine in you speaking directly to the divine in them. And you can do that. And it's not terribly complicated. So if you've had any experience with your energies at all, try it. Think of someone that you care about and send them thoughts that you hope they have a wonderful day. It's that simple. And when you do it, I want you to feel your heart opening and feel your energies moving and sending this message. It's not complicated. It's not difficult, but it does take some practice, right? It's like running a marathon. Simple, but not easy. So to connect with the energy and to realize your ability to influence it, to manipulate it, to move it, and to use it for the highest good, is to connect with a ubiquitous part of yourself and this universe and the divine. And it's to connect with the energy is to be able to heal body and mind alike. It's to never be powerless to help anyone, anywhere, with anything. And so these skills are well worth cultivating. So your job now is, let me know, how can I help you? use the link in the show notes and send in your thoughts and ideas and questions and let me know how I can help as you go through this journey. Also in the show notes are links to the book and the music album that goes with it, and lastingpeace.org, also worth checking out if you haven't checked that out yet. All right, thanks for joining us this time. I think that's enough homework for today. And until next time, I'll be wishing you, Purna Asati, complete connection.